There's a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. It says near the end of the Hilchos of at least the Inuim on Tishvav, right, that kol ha mesabel Yerushalayim zocha v'ra b'sim chasa. Right, if you're mesabel Yerushalayim, then you're zocha to the simcha. So on a simple level, you can understand this b'derech mida k'neged mida. But it seems to be, it seems to be more than that, especially it's a halacha psuka. It seems to be something about telling us the nature of the halachic chiyuv, how we're supposed to miss Abel, that has to do with Zochav Rav Bissim Chasa. So there's a yesod that comes up in a number of different contexts in the Maharal. Maharal says if you pour into a full pitcher, it can't absorb anything. Right, only an empty pitcher can absorb something. And the Maharal is very big on this idea in a number of contexts that you have to have a feeling of chisaron in order to get shlemus, in order to get something. That if we feel that we don't need, then Hashem Shefa doesn't reach us. If you feel you don't need, you don't need. When do you get something? You get something if you feel that you need. And what's maybe the purpose of this whole 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av, etc.? The purpose of the 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av, what's the whole point of Avelus, of sadness of the Chorban? It's not just to be sad. There's no mitzvah to be sad. Hashem doesn't want us to be sad. Some people even say mitzvah gedol is simcha tamid. But there's no mitzvah to be sad. The mitzvah is to feel that there's a chisaron in the Beis HaMikdash, because normally in our normal life nowadays, we wouldn't necessarily feel a chisaron to the Beis HaMikdash. After all, it's been 2,000 years, almost. We're used to it. It's hard to feel the chisaron in the Beis HaMikdash. And the point of this whole period is not to feel sad, per se, but to feel the chisaron, to feel that you're missing something. Because only if you feel that you're missing something can you then achieve it. And this is, it's a hard avoda for us to think about, really, like, it's much easier to keep the halachas of the 3 weeks and of Tisha B'Av and to fast than to actually miss the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's hard to think of the what we're missing when we miss the Beis HaMikdash. But, that's why we have a Sefer Kinos. Sefer Kinos, the Rav once said, Sefer Kinos has a din of, what's the halachic category of Kinos? It's a din of hesped. What's the point of a hesped? The point of a hesped is to make you miss the person, to make you sad, to make you realize what you've lost. So that's the purpose of kinos, to make us realize what we've lost, and we'll have a very meaningful kinos here. But just to think a little about, all the things that we're missing in A, just the ruchnius of the Beis HaMikdash, right? The fact that, that we nowadays, I think all sensitive people nowadays have a tremendous she'ifa for ruchnius, and often people are very frustrated when they can't achieve the level of ruchnius that they want all the time. So they feel very rachok. That's a natural part of life, that you have a, if you're a sensitive person, spiritually, you have a she'ifa for a certain level of closeness to Hashem, and it's very hard to feel that closeness to Hashem. Sometimes you feel very far, sometimes you feel very cold, sometimes it doesn't work. And to have a place where you can go and have an experience of, Yeirah kol zochorchas, Pnei Hashem Elokecha, to have an experience of revelation, like the Ramban explains, that's similar to the to the revelation in Har Sinai, obviously on its own Madrega, to come and feel the presence of Hashem, is something which is tremendously chasher, which is Hashem is chasher for someone. To be missing the place where they can go to find closest to Hashem, is something we don't think about. Like if someone is in the spiritual doldrums, they just, they feel bad about it. They don't think about, well, what's missing? What's missing is the Beis HaMikdash. That was the point of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Ramban explains, that all the Lushonos in Parshas Truma and Bekudei and Vayikra about the Mishkan are the same Lushonos used in Parshas Yisro, about whether it be the Anan Malei Sahar and the Kvod Hashem and the Eish that's Yoredes, etc., the Har Sinai, that a Mishkan is a place of Hiskalo Shechina. Not in the same fashion as Har Sinai, obviously, but in the same fashion internally in someone. And just to take that and, it's not to be sad, it's to take the things that mainly we're sad about if we're sensitive, and to realize what it is that we're missing and why we're sad about that. And likewise, the Rav and everyone pointed out, and the Kinos talk about all the persecutions the Jews underwent throughout all of history, right? Meaning it has the Crusades and, and by the Sephardim it has the Inquisition and the expulsion from Sfarad, and, by the British it has the massacres at York and Beaupart, and, it has the Shoah. And, that's something that Mela were sad about. And just to realize, why are we sad about that? Is that stam something that happens? No, that's part of Golos and Churban. And the point of the Beis HaMikdash is L'chaper Aleinu, that these things shouldn't happen. And part of Golos is all this suffering. And to take the things we're sad about and realize, what are we missing when we're sad about those things? Right? We're missing the Beis HaMikdash. And likewise, we discussed earlier about when we're sad about when we see the Piran and Klal Yisrael, and we see Jews fighting with each other. We see all the sad ways in which people act in the name of the Torah, because we're missing the Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, the Kamtivel Lisal, Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem. We're missing the place Mimenu Hobra Yotzei Klal Yisrael. Mainly, there's so many things we're sad about all year long. The point isn't to make us sadder. The point of the 3 weeks is not to make us sad. The point is, any sensitive, if you're not sensitive, it's not going to help. If you're a sensitive person, every day you see things you're sad about. The point is to tell you why you're sad, not stam. It's not stam we live in a sad world. We're sad because we live in an unredeemed world, because we live in a world of korban, and there is something which is what we're missing, to turn the sadness into a sense of what we're missing. What we're missing is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the answer to a lot of that sadness. And I think that's the real toelus of this time, is not to make us sadder, but to take, well, a sensitive person is sad, and help us focus that on what we're missing. And ultimately, you know, if you know, the truth is, look, in history, you know, what's the greatest korban that the Beis HaMikdash can have? What's the greatest korban anything can have? The greatest korban is not for something to be destroyed. The greatest korban is for something to be destroyed and forgotten. Why? What is the only way in which the Beis HaMikdash isn't chariv? The only way in which the Beis HaMikdash isn't chariv is that we daven three times a day. You know, v'li yerushalayim ircha brachum tasha v'sishka mesocha kasher dibarta v'isha yisrael s'filasam without getting to machlokas b'avas kabel b'ratzon. Right? That's the only part of the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't chariv, is our desire for the Beis HaMikdash inside. And ultimately, I think you go so far as to say, perhaps, that's Kolmas Abel Yerushalayim Zocher Rav Tzuchasa. Anyone who really misses Yerushalayim, who really recognizes you're missing something, if you recognize you're missing something, maybe it'll be Zocher to get it. If you recognize why you need it, if you care about it, you understand what the Mashmaot is. And again, you don't have to be, I think this is, if there's one Chiddush I'm saying, I don't mean a Chiddush. I just mean, you don't have to be a special person and a tzaddik and Rabbi Aryeh Levine to miss the Beis HaMikdash, be sad for the Beis HaMikdash. You just have to think about what you're sad about, and realize how that connects to the Beis HaMikdash. And then mainly you're sad about the Beis HaMikdash. I think you could even go so far as to say that first of all, let me just tie this in for a moment to what we're doing. The Gemara has very, very amazing things to say about the learning of Kutchin. Okay, Taros, maybe it's just regular Talmud Torah, which is also very amazing, exalted and sublime. But a Kutchin, the Gemara says, called Osei Ketoros Ola Kilu Hikrav Ola, Osei Ketoros Chatas Kilu Hikrav Chatas. You know, one of the reasons why I think we're learning Kutchin, whenever the opportunity presents itself, we try to grab that opportunity to learn Kutchin, is not just because it's a cool part of the Torah and it's intellectually exciting and enlightening, and not just because it's a mitzvah to learn Torah, so you should try to do that mitzvah and learn the whole Torah, because then maybe we'd have to split the time between Kutchim and Taros. But because learning Kutchim means realizing that we're missing something, right? It means thinking about the fact that this is a part of Torah, and this is a part of Torah that we can't do yet, and caring about it. And that's Ki'ilu Hikrav Ola. If you at least care about being Makrav and Ola, if you at least learn about it and care about the fact that it's a halacha, and care about the lumdus of it, and care about the meaning of it, then I don't know if it's halfway or a tenth of the way or a hundredth of the way, but it's part of the way towards being makrav Ola, because you're keeping the idea of Ola alive. And when Jews care about the Beis HaMikdash, then the Beis HaMikdash isn't totally chariv. The only thing that keeps the Beis HaMikdash from being chariv is that we still cry for it, that we still care about it. Because if we still remember it, it's alive inside us. It's not totally chariv. And maybe go so far as to say, it's an interesting question. Why do we always have the Shivan and the Chemta, Shabbos Nachmu, a big, big party after Tisha B'Av? Shabbos Nachmu, big party. Right? I don't know. When I was a kid, the minute was you have to go to the homework. But wherever you are, everyone has a big party for Shabbos Nachmu and a big Tish, etc. You know, what's the big party? You know, we just had a tremendously sad thing, so why are we all of a sudden happy? So on one level, on the simple level, I admit there's always a simple level is we're so sad we need extra happiness so that we won't get too depressed and we'll be able to get out of bed in the morning. That Chazal were metake in that after Tisha B'Av, you want people to get out of bed in the morning, so they threw in some sadness, so they threw in some happiness, some nechama, just to make us feel better. Okay, could be, but I think you can say on a deeper level that all year long we have no right to have Shabbos Nachma, we have no right to the Shivan Nechemta. What's the nechama? When do we have a right to the Nechama? After Tisha B'Av, if we cry for the Beis HaMikdash, that's the Nechama. Tisha B'Av is what justifies Shabbos Nachmu. Because if we can still sit here after 2,000 years and cry for the Beis HaMikdash, that shows that it's not gone yet, that it's still alive. That shows that inside, it's still there and it's not totally Charev. And that's the greatest Nechama. What's the only Nechama? The only Nechama is that the Beis HaMikdash might be Charev, but we haven't forgotten it yet. And if we haven't forgotten it, then someday, we all know, if you don't forget about something, someday you get back. We've seen it with Eretz Yisrael in our Doros. And the same for the Beis HaMikdash. If everyone cries for the Beis HaMikdash, we know it's going to come back. Because eventually, every chisaron has to be filled as long as there's a chisaron. And I think the greatest nechama we have in this entire period is that we're still crying about the Beis HaMikdash, then we know the Beis HaMikdash is still alive, and it's not totally charev yet, and that is the nechama that we know that as long as we keep it alive, that it's going to be rebuilt even physically. B'meir v'yameinu amen. You don't stop.